بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. It only seems like a few days ago we were anticipating the arrival of Ramadan, yet here we are now in the final 10 days of Ramadan. Subhanallah, look at how fast the days and the nights have passed us by. The first portion of Rahmah, the second portion of Maghfirah have gone, and now we are in the final portion of Idkhum min al-Nar, seeking the protection from the fire of hell from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fortunate are those who strove hard in the first few asharas of Ramadan to seek the mercy and to seek the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But more fortunate will be those who continue to strive during the days and nights of Ramadan to seek the protection from the fire of hell from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, He reminds us, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. But those who struggle, those who do jihad, those who strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes ways for them, makes ease for them. And this is where we need to really buckle up in the last 10 days of Ramadan and make sure that we reach the final stage of Ramadan in which we are from those people who have been recorded as protected from the fire of hell. And we will be from the fortunate ones. Some of our friends and our family members who were with us last year have not been able to join us this Ramadan. They have returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others who did start Ramadan with us at the beginning have also passed away and are no longer with us. And therefore we should be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these extra days and nights to seek nearness, to seek proximity, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek the rahmah and the mercy and the maghfirah and idkhum min al-nar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you all know, nothing is permanent. We are not permanent. These days, these times, these months are also not permanent as well. 20 days have gone by so far, and so will these remaining precious days. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. These are limited days, so we need to make the most of the remaining days and nights that we are in currently in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٍ. That those things which remain are your righteous deeds. Those are good for you and beneficial for you. So in these remaining final days of Ramadan, if we want to leave anything, we should make sure that we are leaving good, righteous deeds and actions. So as we have entered into the final segment of Ramadan, essentially now we are in the end game. So it is a time for us all to buckle up, for us to tighten our belts, for us to triple our efforts and make sure that every moment counts. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is described as the one who would tighten his belt in the last 10 days of Ramadan. For this is a time that he would solely dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of i'tiqaf, in terms of remembrance and zikr wa azkar, in tawbah, istighfar, and reciting the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the final 10 days of Ramadan would strive like his life depended on it. So every single breath that he took, every moment, every hour, he made sure that it made count. So his focus and his determination and his sincerity and devotion, and also more importantly his charity, was unparalleled in these last final days of Ramadan. And this is something that we need to look up to. This is something that we need to follow as well, that make sure that in these final 10 days of Ramadan, make every breath count, make every heartbeat count, make every moment count, every minute count, every hour count. Make sure that your focus and your determination and your sincerity and devotion and your charity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not waver in these final days of Ramadan. As for charity, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would give more so in the final 10 days of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is described as the one who did not fear poverty. And he gave everything that he had in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was more generous than the prevailing winds. This is how he is described. So what is with us, we will not be able to take with us in our graves. So what will go with us in our graves, what will go with us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our charity, is our righteous deeds. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. What is with you diminishes and depletes. However, what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues for eternity. So if you want your actions to continue, then you need to make sure that your charity that you give today in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do so sincerely, because that will be recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will all end, because we are finite in our creation. But if we carry out those actions that are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in terms of charity, in terms of good deeds, in terms of being honorable and kind and compassionate and merciful, then we connect those deeds and send them forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will be everlasting. And so will their rewards be everlasting as well. So in the final days of Ramadan, make sure that you make your deeds everlasting. Make sure you send them forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure you continue in your righteous actions. And you continue in your charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan has taught us many lessons. And we break our fast every day in the month of Ramadan. But Ramadan also teaches us to break our nafs, to break our desires, to break our whims, to break our broken characters and corrupted morals and ethics and values and mindsets. So what Ramadan does, it breaks us, but only to make us again. It rejuvenates our hearts. It removes the impurities that are there within our hearts and our mind. It resets the mind and resets the body, and it rebuilds us in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has originally designed for us to be. So Ramadan breaks us to make us. But if you find yourself still to be the same today, or still to be the same after the month of Ramadan, then you should realize that you have not achieved the objective and the goal, and realize what the month of Ramadan truly is. So you need to truly break yourself. You need to truly surrender yourself and submit yourself and your wealth and all of those things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then be rebuilt by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the beautiful month of Ramadan. So in these final days and nights of Ramadan, seek the night of Qadr, whether it's the 21st night, the 23rd night, the 25th, the 27th, or the 29th night of Ramadan. Seek these odd nights of Laylatul Qadr. Seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in i'tikaf within your homes. Seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in righteous deeds, in carrying out good actions, and also in giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek to make your deeds everlasting and your rewards everlasting by giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving to your masjid, by giving to those people who are in need. Seek the success in both worlds, in this dunya and more importantly in the hereafter, by your good character, by your good akhlaq, by your connection to the Quran, by your connection to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, by also your connection with your family and your community, by being merciful, by being kind, and by being loving and caring. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to buckle up in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and to realize that we have to really put all of our efforts in the final days of Ramadan, final nights of Ramadan, to make sure that we are those who recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as those who are protected from the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all in these final days of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan.